If you wanted a friend, or you wanted a neighbor, or you try to pick the type of person you'd like to aspire to be, Manus was an emblem of all of it. It was what you would want a man to be.
He's a sporting legend in Donegal now. What he's achieved.
You know, he was just an incredible friend. Always a friendly face. Even if things were going wrong, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, you could be sure that Mandy would be up for the crack.
Manus was such a warm, genuine person and very loyal person. In many ways, it only seems like yesterday. It's hard to believe how fast the year's gone in.
The only way you can describe Manus is just one in a million.
He definitely didn't realise himself how much of an impact he had on everybody. And I mean, the impact that he had was unbelievable, you know.
The life of Manus Mandy Kelly was tragically cut short when his Hyundai i20 left the road as he was competing in the Donegal International Rally in June of 2019. Manus was a dedicated family man, a successful businessman, and he had just been elected to Donegal County Council 1 month prior to his death. It is, however, as champion of the Donegal International Rally, a title he held for three successive years, that most people remember Manus Kelly. Manus's brother and fellow rally driver, Donal Kelly, explains how their love for rallying all began.
Where it all started was years ago when Dad used to take the tours out watching rallies, and suppose from there, the local stage here, the Brena stage, that's where Dad used to take us, whether we're wheeling hay or at silage. Dad always made time to take us up to watch a couple of stages of the rally. And of course, from there on, we said, you know, we'd like to give this a go. But Manus was the first to go off at rallying, and I'll never forget now the first day I went down to the farm, and when I opened the gate, there was a rally car sitting, and she wasn't mine, but it felt like Christmas to me. Like.
Podium finishes seemed like a distant dream compared to that scene of his first rally car sitting on the farm in Glenswilly. But Manus Kelly, alongside his co-driver, Donal Barrett, would come to enjoy phenomenal success, especially in their home rally of Donegal. They won the national section of the Donegal Rally in their Mark II Escort in 2015, and in 2016 they stepped into a world car and won the Donegal International Rally by half a second. Kelly and Barrett went on to win the rally outright in 2017 and again in 2018, completing the coveted three in a row, a feat never before accomplished by an all-Donegal pairing. The 2016 win is a standout memory for Manus' brother, who won in his class of the Donegal Rally that same year.
Real standout moment maybe for myself and Manus was back in 2016 when Manus first won the Donegal International Rally outright. It was my first year competing in Donegal, and wasn't the lead up to it, and we laughed and we joked about doing the double, you know, if he could win the International. And I could win the class, you know. And for me, it was a dream to win the class. And it was a bigger dream for him to win the International, for the two of us to go out and win the class and win the International outright. It was a very proud moment for the family and all our friends, for that matter. I mean, the memories we had the week after that, I mean, we partied nearly all week, I suppose. But that's something I'll never forget now.
It's the proudest day and the proudest time on the seat of a rally car, because that day and that hour and those minutes, I got the bit between my teeth. You know, I really stood up and was counted and said, this is not getting away. I remember when we pulled on our helmets and Donald says to me, what are we doing? I said, we're going for gold, Barrett. And that's all we said, and there was a silence in the car. I can still picture that run. That was just the best run ever.
Let's go, Mr. Kelly. Go. 170. Long, absolute, two left. Continues for 140. Absolute crest and absolute three right. 150. Stay right. The very fast, three left.
It was Donal Barrett who sat beside Manus for the majority of his rallying career. The two experienced great highs and lows over the years, and for Donal, the immensity of the success is something that is still hard to put into words.
From a rallying point of view, you have an awful lot of memories. You had so much bad luck down through the years, and then to win the National in 2015 was an unbelievable moment. And then obviously to win the international in 2016, to do that was beyond our wildest dreams, actually. And then to go and win two more after that, sure, that was sure, it's still hard to put into words when you look back what was achieved.
After the 2015 win in the national category, Manus and Donal's rallying stepped up a notch when they started competing in a Subaru S12B World Car, which they first debuted in Carlo. It was around this time too that the team that contributed so much to their success, MK Rallying, was born.
I remember when we went in the World Car down to Carlo the first time, Seamus Doherty was obviously, him and Manus were like twins, so he got Seamus on board, and Manus knew Paul Harris, but I was very friendly with Paul Harris, and Paul came down and they did our gravel for the first one in Carlo, and then we built a team after that, all through our own friends, you know. And I suppose the big thing in rallying, whilst it was just both of us in the car, Manus created an unbelievable culture in that team, because, you know, it's not like football, actually, where, you know, everybody, you know, touches the ball or does something. You know, it's hard to bring that into rallying, where everybody was part of the team and had huge input into the team, but very much felt part of the success, and rightly so.
Damien Crawford is a former chairman of Donegal Motor Club, who are the organisers of the Donegal International Rally, and he believes Manus Kelly is one of the most important figures in Donegal motorsport over the past two decades.
One of the signal key figures, I think, in Donegal motorsport going back over the last 20 years, and sometimes overlooked that he won the Killarney International as well. So while we celebrate him as a Donegal man, his talent was recognised elsewhere. And I think he won the very first rally he did in the Subaru, in a rally in the Midlands, the first time he went out on it. So he was immediately earmarked, not just as somebody who was good in one area of the country, but his talent could travel anywhere. It was a rally some years ago in Ardrah, a harvest rally. And I was on with Martin McGee, and there was one of the stages was very tricky. There were a lot of bumps in it, and there were a lot of rocks on the inside of corners, and just a real tricky stage. And we came off the first stage, and everybody was looking at Manus's time. So, you know, how is that possible? He was just a really gifted guy at that, and that was back in the Escort days. So he was a significant figure in the sporting context, but socially, and as an ambassador for the Donegal Rally, we're unlikely to see his like again. Three consecutive wins was extraordinary. And that came on the back of another one in the unbelievably hotly contested Mark II Escort Class 14. So he made an extraordinary impact on the sport and on the county.
Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett rolled out over the starting ramp in Letterkenny on the Friday of the Donegal International Rally last year with the number one sticker on the side of their car. It was the renowned Craig Breen and Paul Nagel who rolled out behind them that day, and I asked Craig, what was Manus like as a competitor?
Very strong, you know, a serious competitor, took his rallying very, very seriously, you know, and I think that could be seen by the effort that he had put in, him and Donal had put in over the last couple of years, and definitely, you know, took the bull by the horns, you know, especially, you know, last year jumping into an R5 car, and very much alien ground, you know, had been in the World Car and the Marto Escort for a few years, but you know, really just took it on with both hands and was doing an incredible job at it. I had absolutely the height of respect for both Manus and Donal. You know, I think it showed in the results and their speed. And, you know, it's not easy to jump into an R5 car. They're different compared to everything that he would have driven before. So I think as a result speaks volumes of how serious he took his rallying and how competitive he was.
And as a rally driver then, you know, he had astounding success, especially in the home rally. But to win three back-to-back Donegal International rallies, you know, that's no easy feat, is it?
No, absolutely not. Donegal is a very, very difficult rally. Obviously, incredibly challenging stages. The competition always seems to pop up another level every year there for some reason. But yeah, to win it 3 years on the bounce was something incredible. And I think him and the people around him, you know, he always spoke about the people that were around him, be it, you know, his own family or the rally team. They really put absolutely everything they could into those 3 years, and you know, to come away with that success, I think, yeah, again, speaks volumes to all the effort that they put in, and you know, you can just see how much, you know, watching the videos back, you can see how much it meant to the whole lot of them each time. And you know, I don't think the elation wore off any bit. You know, year after year, it was, each one was every bit as sweet as the one before. You know, it was one of the the really nice and sweet success stories of Irish rallying over the last couple of years.
A few days after Donegal last year, you were set for Ypres, but you found a lovely way to pay tribute to Manus.
Yeah, that was difficult, I have to say. You know, myself and Paul, we drove to Dublin Airport on the Sunday evening and flew at the early hours of Monday morning, and I was in the rally car at 10 o'clock the following day, and it was extremely tough, I have to say. I don't think you know, myself and Paul both agreed, but our heads were just so far away from where we should have been on that day. But you know, as the week went on, we just tried to get into the normalities of doing the rally, and you know, what better way, you know, than making some bit of a tribute and trying to put the flag up on the top of the podium in one of Europe's most difficult tarmac rallies, and managed to do it. Yeah, it was nice. You know, we carried Manus's name on the car for that weekend, and it was, yeah, extremely difficult. You know, I've had my own difficulties in the past. You know, I lost my own co-driver in a fatality, you know, a couple of years back. So obviously brought back a lot of memories of that. And like I said, to win the rally was a sweetener, but, you know, we were still devastated. You know, it was only a week later.
In the days after the passing of Manus Kelly on the 23rd of June 2019, tens of thousands of people came to his beloved Glenswilly to pay their respects to his family and friends. Neil Gallagher of Glenswilly GAA says that it was heartwarming to see the way in which people came together in the wake of such a tragedy.
On such a sad occasion that it was, like it was still heartwarming to see how the club and everybody in the community of Glenswilly out here came together. And like, I remember we had a meeting on the Monday night, like, and down in the clubhouse, and you know, different ones, I mean, were messaging saying, listen, I can't make the meeting, but just tell them I'll be available for parking or making tea or different things here and there, like, you know. And you know, as I say, it was such a sad occasion, and people just couldn't work, like, or couldn't go to work, or hadn't the heart to go to work, like, you know. They just wanted to be down and be with people and helping out, you know. So like, it was such a great community effort, and it just shows, I suppose, what the people of Glenswilly, what they're about.
At the time of the wake and funeral, actually, I mean the way the club here come out and the whole parish, and for that matter, like, what them people done, we can never pay them, like, but no, we're forever grateful, like.
Glenswilly clubman Michael Murphy captained Donegal to an Ulster title on the same day as the tragic accident. It wasn't until after he'd lifted the Anglo-Celt Cup that he learned that his clubmate had died while competing in the rally.
Definitely a bitter day. You know, I was supposed to go from the high of winning it and then to get the piece from the father, then I suppose immediately after the game, after lifting the cup. And, you know, just the pains of, or the pangs of that hurt, and just, I suppose, kind of, there was a degree of, kind of, I felt quite selfish and all too, having the news having broke probably prior to the game. We weren't made aware of it, and maybe looking back, it was the right call, the right idea, but, you know, you just felt guilty about celebrating and going through all the celebrations, knowing that a fellow clubman and friend had passed away, you know, in tragic circumstances. So it was definitely a difficult day for all.
Although Manus Kelly is best known for his success in rallying, he was also a very proud and active member of Glenswilly GAA Club, acting as a player, mentor, manager and supporter over the years.
And Manus played, and all the brothers and that played, and Shanna the sister, and like Donald the father was a treasure there for years, and always involved, and always at the games, and now Manus's own kids are playing, like, and he was managing that young team that Mandy's on and helping out, and just always there, like. And, you know, I remember the time the leagues were changed, I think it was 03, like, and I remember him playing that time for the seniors, like, he's playing half forward, corner forward and that, you know, and good left foot on him, and just always there. And then this last 20 years then, playing and managing with the third team and stuff, and winning the championship for them, and aye, just always at the games, and always there, and, you know, enjoying, you know, especially after the championship victories, like, always kind of there, and very proud of Keelan and Leon, the brothers, and that playing, and but also just of everybody in Glenswilly, you know.
Glenswilly GAA lost a central figure in their club with the passing of Manus Kelly. But Michael Murphy explains how football helped the community through the tough weeks and months which were to come.
It was shocking, and, you know, this was really, and you know, they were stunned and shocked, and probably to a certain degree, probably still are. There's not a day that you do arrive to the club, or a day that I arrive to the club anyway, where it doesn't press your mind or cross your mind. I think for the months after that, you know, for underage football got really started back up again, and you know, people tended to go to the club. You know, we said we were going to watch the underage football, but I think that was just the secondary nature. Everybody was going down really to suppose maybe to further mourn and further grieve, as well as that, just to have support of people there and support of the community there. And I think we all did that. You know, Manus's family, Bernie, all the lads, you know, Donald, Jackie, everyone alike, as well as even friends and everyone else would have come down to watch those games. Watching the games was brilliant, and seeing football back again was brilliant. But I think the undercurrent nature of it was just people wanted to see people and to be supporting and as much as they could, you know.
James Pat McDade served as a Fianna Fáil councillor on the Donegal County Council from 2014 to 2019, and when he decided not to run for council in 2019, it was fellow Glenswilly man, Manus Kelly, who took his place on the ticket. The former mayor of Letterkenny explains how Manus entered the political sphere.
Going back to my own campaign in 2014, Manus would have been one of my main supporters and one of my main campaigners, and he's always somebody I would have referred to over my 5 years in council, and somebody had business minded and always had a good knowledge of the community, and he always brought queries to me and brought, you know, sent people to me so I could help them out. And I just knew to myself, if I never went for this, I knew Manus would fit like a glove. And at the time when I had to make the decision of not running, Manus would have been one of the first people that I went to, because I knew he had the drive and he had the knowledge for it. And when I went to him at night, himself and Bernie was there, and I don't know, Bernie didn't know what to make of it, but Manus was said he'd have a think about it anyway, and it was just the next day or two he must have spoke to a few key people, his family and whatnot, to see about it, and Manus made the decision to go for it then. And I just knew, I had a good feeling through the whole campaign with Manus that it was going to be a positive one. It was a very tough election back last year. There was it was a very compacted area in Letterkenny. There's up to 20 candidates, and everybody was pulling out of the same booth. Particularly Manus there in Glenswilly, you had Adrian Glacken there at his doorstep, and then Michael McBride was in Churchill, so it was going to be a very difficult election for everybody, and we knew nobody was going to run away with it, and that, I think, made Manus and all the team work all the harder. Manus brought a lot of professionalism to the campaign. I'll say he took it from his rallying, how professional he treated it, and he just was very well organised, and he had the right people around him, people who guided him, and it just worked out at the end up, and we were just looking forward to, he was just looking forward to getting into the council. On the lead up to the rally, I met him the week up to the rally, and he says, listen, I'm going to park the election stuff now for this week or so, but me and you'll be sitting down next week, and we'll be going through everything, and I want to get my teeth into the council. And it was just tragic. It was just a month to the day after he was elected until the tragic accident happened, and it just was a very sad time for everybody, and it's something that still feels like surreal that it didn't happen. It's just a shame Manus didn't get longer in the council, because I have no doubt that he would have been a tremendous councillor. His father, Donal, now has taken over the seat, and I have no doubt Donal will do his best to fulfil Manus's duties. Manus had a lot of issues that he put up in the campaign, and I'm sure Donal will do everything he can to fulfil Manus's shoes, and Donal himself had always had a good drive around him as well, and I'm sure he'll be a very successful councillor and hard working as well, so he will.
What are the qualities that Manus had that would have made him a good county councillor?
I suppose his personality was a big thing with Manus. He would always greet you with a smile and a roar, you know, and shouting out the wonder, maybe if you meet him along the road. He was just a jolly fella, and if you met him once, you'd always remember him. You know, you could always have the crack with Manus, but he had that huge level of intelligence as well. He's a very smart fellow. He was very, you know, successful in his short life. It, you can go from the rally into politics to football. He's involved in a lot of different things and helped out a lot of people.
Manus was eager to work for the people of Donegal. An independent councillor and mayor of Letterkenny, John O'Donnell, has no doubt in his mind but that Manus was embarking on a successful political career.
We all knew that no matter what Manus went to do, he gave it 100% commitment and he gave it everything. He didn't take on a role unless he was going to be serious about it and give it 100%. For a short time in the council, I could see from day dot, from our first meeting, in Letterkenny especially, that you could see that whenever we met at the time, it was Irish water and about the roadworks and all around the town and stuff. And Manus was very, very passionate about it and very frustrated, actually, that that there was such traffic congestion at that time. And just the way he spoke and the interest that he took about it, and he was coming up with solutions to the problems that was arising, just being Manus, stepping up to the plate and being counted. So, look, I do believe that if Manus had have been given a chance in politics, that he certainly would have left his mark in a political career as well, not only as successful as he was in the rallying.
Councillor John O'Donnell is also no stranger to the seat of a rally car and says that Manus Kelly will be remembered far and wide for his rallying achievements for years to come.
No matter where you go in Ireland, to any motor club or any event, I suppose the first person they talk about, if you say you're from Donegal, as they always would have known Manus Kelly, but more so now Manus has been remembered throughout the whole country and throughout the world. You could see that as well in the World Championship events as well that was held, the Craig Breen and them having the decals in the car on remembering Mandy. So, you know, Manus is very well known. He always was, and he'll be fondly remembered in the motorsport for decades to come, if not centuries.
In the days after the Donegal International Rally last year, Craig Breen received the news that he and his co-driver, Paul Nagel, were to make a return to the World Rally Championship with Hyundai Motorsport. The front of his i20 read Mandy on the world stage in Finland in a touching tribute to his late friend.
I had said it to the team, you know, in the weeks and days before the rally, that look, I'd like to do something, but obviously at that level there's a lot of marketing things and a lot of I's need to be dotted and T's crossed, and it's not as simple as just throwing a sticker on. You know, I toyed with the idea and I told him, look, I would appreciate it if it could be at all possible, but I didn't know it had been given the green light until the Thursday, the rally, the shakedown. I came in and saw the sticker on the front of the car. So, yeah, I brought a tear to my eye, to be fair. You know, and it was nice that we all carried it for the weekend, and you know, it was a fitting tribute, I think. And obviously, you know, Manus had driven with a Hyundai for that season, and you know, to be fair to the Hyundai brand and the Hyundai team, they paid their respects, and you know, I think we all felt something special carrying the name that weekend.
Two others that sat in the navigator's seat alongside Manus over the years are Gareth Doherty and Damien McCauley. Both recall some memorable stories of travelling with Manus, which happened before they could even get to the starting ramp.
I left Letterkenny on the Saturday, Friday morning, to go and do the recce. We're over near Mount Charles, and Manus's phone rang, and all I heard was, "You are joking me." He came off the phone and he says, "You'll never believe this." And I says, "What?" And he says, "Roy's in the boot." I says, "Who's Roy?" He says, "The dog's," or he says, "The dog's in the boot. His younger brother, Donald, had the lead of the cow the night before. He does a bit of farming. They forgot the dog in the boot. We had the Kelly Bays, the dog in the boot. We had to get a boy and sign on in to get somewhere to put the dog for the day."
Well, the first rally when I went to was probably the one I would tell the most how me and him, and we took Ollie Harvey with us as a serviceman, and I couldn't believe it. We landed up to the house and with a rally bag. I had a rally bag with me, and Manus, his rally bag was a black bunliner high, and that was through into the back of the work van. I think there were no tacks in the van. There were definitely no tacks in the van. We could lend a thriller of Liam Doherty, and the Corolla was on and headed down the road. Before we left, he went in for a wee seat, one of them wee small seats you'd see in a bar, a wee small stool. And I says, "What's that for, Mandy?" "There are only two seats in the van." He says, "That seat's for Ollie Harvey servicing for us." And we went in Uri, left off the car, and I was living in Drogheda at the time, we were going to stay in my house. And we're stopping the guard at checkpoint. It was the kind of the height of the troubles, and the policeman was more interested in what was in the back of the van than Ollie was saying, "That's it, we're going to be jailed tonight." And Mandy said, "No, it might be all right." And the boy looked in the back of the van, seen the rally tires, and told us to go on ahead.
Rory Kennedy shared the car three times with Malnus over the course of the 2019 season as he learned his new Hyundai i20 R5 car.
He was frustrated by his lack of progress in the car over the year, but funny enough, when he went to Donegal, he was second in the R5 category that day, going out on Sunday morning, which is a remarkable achievement in itself. But he worked very hard at it. You know, he showed his determination that he was really going to work at this until he got it cracked. And I would have to say, he and I did Killarney back in May last year, and that was the first time he's really getting the hang of it. And he kept saying to me at the end of the stage, we're getting there, it's coming now. And the more he did, the better he was getting. And, you know, it's like everything. It's like Manus's character. Like he wasn't going to lie down. He was going to work at it until he cracked it. And, you know, in fairness, he was really getting there when this tragic accident happened. Manus is a sporting legend in Donegal now. What he's achieved, even in GAA and football, he had achieved a good bit as well. But in rallying, he was an outstanding sportsman. And absolutely will not be forgotten anytime soon. We're right up now. The rally would have been only a week away from being staged. And I think in some ways it's poignant that there is no rally this year. I know we're all rally boys and we're keen to get back at it. But in some ways there's a certain acceptance with a lot of people, you know, with what happened last year that, you know, it's no real harm that there is no rally this year.
Manus Mandy Kelly's talent, drive and ambition led him to become one of the most successful rally drivers Donegal Motorsport has ever seen. His fun, easygoing nature made him the most endearing of champions, and the professionalism and compassion in everything he did shaped him into a role model for generations to come. Manus has built a rich legacy, not only in rallying but in family life, business, GAA and politics. Manus Mandy Kelly achieved phenomenal success, and although his life was cut short after 41 years, he leaves behind him memories to last a lifetime.
If you wanted a friend, or you wanted a neighbour, or you tried to pick the type of person you'd like to aspire to be, Manus was an emblem of all of it. It was what you would want a man to be. And he really was a poster boy for everything we do in our sphere of motorsport. But just as what you'd want someone to be, the type of friend you'd want to have, he was an absolutely super guy. And I think there are people like Manus in every community in the country. And that's why people will understand a loss of somebody like that as such a signal event for so many people. It's an absolutely extraordinary loss. And we still feel it. We're all thinking, where did a year go? But I'm quite certain many years will go by and we'll still be thinking of him every weekend at this time of the year.
He was a superstar, like, in the rallying circles, like, to do what he'd done, himself and Donal Barrett, was huge. Like, you know, people, especially say the rallying, like, would have said, you know, this Manus Kelly, whereas Manus was to us, everybody out here, it was Manus, like, you know, and he was just one of the boys or on that. You know, he wouldn't very rarely chat about that kind of thing. He just wanted to find out maybe what you were doing or what this was going on with the football and that.
You just know from word go sitting with a man whether a man can drive or he can't drive, and Manus was just that. He was just an exceptional driver.
Fun was definitely an element that I would associate with him. The big laugh, big smile, yeah, character. Going to the games, he would have been one of the roars of the voices you would have heard from the sideline, without a doubt. I would say with him, Manus turned his hand to anything. He did it with great skill, great passion. He did it too with a kind of a laugh and smile on his face, and I think that was infectious for everyone.
And that was a dream to do what he had done and what he achieved. I mean, for people that have dreams, you know, I would definitely recommend, you know, follow your dreams the way Manus did, and look where far you come and where he ended up to be. Like, what Manus achieved was just spectacular, and he left a big hole at home now. After another day goes past, hey, that you're thinking on him, and everybody has a story about Manus. I mean, Manus got on with everybody, and he was always smiling, and people could always relate to Manus. And top class, like, you know, Manus, he always knew his way to help everybody, and whatever he could do to help, he was always there, you know.
Manus really was a larger-than-life character, really, in terms of his popularity and his appeal, you know, and really everybody wanted to be Manus's friend. He was that sort of warm and enduring sort of an individual, like.
Just pure talent. He always was, you know. He started off in stock car racing, and he knew his way around a car, you know. He's just talented.
The only way you can describe Manus is he's just one in a million. He was a really, really good guy, a great friend. For the short time, he was a good colleague in Donegal County Council. Anybody that knew Manus well knew that he was just a really, really good guy who couldn't do enough for anybody that he met.
He always would have a huge welcome and hello for everybody. Never forgot where he came from. He was always a Glensoy man through and through. And he was just a very, very thoughtful, kind person. He was always very, very obliging. He would give you the shirt of his back, so he would, and that's something that was very special. I would have felt about him anyway.
From my point of view, he'll be remembered in a lot of positive ways. Personally, he's left a huge void in our family. My kids, he stayed with us on a Wednesday night, a lot of Wednesday nights down in Dublin when he was down working, and my kids were always asking about him, and only recently my four-year-old said to me, "Daddy, I miss Manus." So when you see how that is in our family, you can only imagine how in his own family and with Bernie and his own kids. He'll be remembered as an unbelievably warm person, a generous person. When you see what he did with Donegal Down Syndrome up there, and it's great that that's continuing on in his absence. In terms of sport, he was an unbelievable sportsman. He always did things right. He was very loyal and an unbelievable family man, you know, for his own family, for Bernie and the kids, but also for his mum and dad and brothers and sisters, and also the McBride family in Kerikeel. You know, the way that he was involved with his in-laws there was unbelievable. I suppose one story encapsulates all that. I remember when we won Killarney in May 2019, we were coming off the last stage and in great form, and the next thing he seen Bernie and the kids going past, and he didn't know what happened was that Bernie knew that he was hoping he was going to win and set sail from Donegal on Sunday morning, and your man is he had never seen a happier man to see his wife and kids. And then we went into the Glen Eagles to the ramp, and your man John Kenny from RTE was there, and they were rushing us to try and get us over the ramp, but Manus told them in no uncertain terms that his wife and kids had come down from Donegal, and he wasn't going over the ramp until they were there with him, you know. Which, when you see the photographs that were taken that day and look back at with Manus and his wife and kids on the ramp, you know, it's special now when you look back at it.
He gave everyone some incredible times. He gave me a really, really nice friendship that I wasn't expecting, you know, speaking to everybody else. We all had the same thing to say, you know. He was just an incredible friend, always a friendly face, you know. Even if things were going wrong, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, he assured that Mandy would be up for the crack, and just a real nice, genuine, down-to-earth guy, and yeah, sadly missed.
Moments that will live with us forever, Ross, and you know, it's been very, very special. Like, and you know, no more than the team, as I spoke about earlier, you know, the bond with us. You know, you'll always look at those people every time. We did it, like we did, you know, when you were a part of that, and that's a lovely thing. Like, it's just been a phenomenal time.